WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump crisscrossing the battleground states in the final 2 days of hectic campaigning. ABC Selena Wang following the Harris campaign this weekend.
Vice President Kamala Harris in North Carolina making her final push in the crucial southern battlegrounds.
We have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other.
Harris making her economic plan front and center.
And at the top of my list is bringing down the cost of living for you.
Rallying in Greensboro, North Carolina last night, Donald Trump pressing his supporters.
Even though President Biden walked into
telling them to go and vote. The death toll from last week's catastrophic flooding in Spain, now 217. The king touring the area, pelted with mud by enraged survivors. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin's voter ID law can be a nightmare for college students. They can use their student ID, but only if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with Common Cause in Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote. She says state law just makes it difficult.
This is one of the things that is a mystery, is a school already knows the student is who they say they are. They've already provided identification to the school. And so the ID that the school gives should be enough without all this other nonsense attached to it.
Hansen says another challenge for students is providing proof of residency, as some can change addresses every year they're enrolled. Meanwhile, out-of-state students face additional hurdles in registering to vote. Molly Ford, an out-of-state senior at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, is very familiar with these hurdles. This is her first time voting in a presidential election, but she voted in the state's general election 2 years ago. She says she almost missed one of her class finals because she had to run back to her dorm to get a document after having already stood in line.
My friend that was in the class was like, "You're crazy. I would have just not done that." And I was like, "Well, it was important to me to vote in this election."
Ford says although her school has been proactive about promoting the student vote, it would be helpful to know more about what exactly is needed to cast a ballot. You can get that information online at myvote.wi.gov. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Badgers lose to Iowa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Football. Wisconsin scored first with a field goal, then never had the lead the rest of the night. The Badgers lose to the Hawkeyes, 42-10. Iowa running back Caleb Johnson could not be stopped, rushing for 135 yards and three touchdowns. Wisconsin now 5-4 for the season. They have a bye week coming up, followed by hosting the number one ranked team in the nation, Oregon. NBA, the Bucks were back home in Milwaukee and still came up short, losing to the Cavaliers, 114-113. Doc Rivers on why they've now lost five in a row.
We don't sustain the game. We haven't been able to sustain 48 minutes. I thought the Boston game, we came out, we played great, and then, you know, there was a didn't score. It's a two-point game at halftime where it easily could have been eight, and then they had that stretch. Tonight, same thing. We have these lulls where we don't score, we don't get stops, and that's what we have to try to fix through rotations maybe, through playing different guys. We just got to keep searching.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain for your Sunday. Highs near the 50-degree mark and breezy southeast winds up around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, rain continues. Lows in the mid-40s. Gusty south winds. Rain on Monday and highs near 60.
Currently 46 degrees.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the Farm Bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the Farm Bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette University will be here to break down the latest polls, and we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Services and the Ad Council. 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 Services and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everybody. It's Lou Regani. Back we are until high noon, 7 minutes after the hour. A tribute to Jack Jones, who we lost last week. Jack Jones died of leukemia, they said. 1972, he recorded for Coral Records. What a star, all through the 60s, 70s, and then retirement. But he wisely gave up the retirement to get back to work. After all, he's a singer. Are you a singer? Don't ever quit. The music of the star. Thanks for being here, everybody.
I was timid and shy. Let the good things in life just pass me by. I was so afraid that I would never make it. Now come what may, I know I can take it. I'm indestructible. Yes, I got you in my arms now. Now my heart is so strong. Nobody can hurt or do me wrong. I got so much love, I'm not afraid to give it. I discovered life and I want to live it. I'm indestructible, baby. Nothing can do. No harm. I'm indestructible, baby, 'cause I got you in my arms now. Stay here in my arms now.
Jack Jones.
When I love my love forever. When I love, I'll love
this my heart has always known. So on and on, from kiss to kiss I've gone, waiting to find the love that's mine alone. Now you're here, my search is over. Hold me near and say I'm right. When I love forever. Let forever begin tonight.
Your life you're giving. Don't you think it's time you asked yourself for what? This is your life, not a game that you play. It's your life and you're throwing it away. You're a runaround, the worst one in our end of town. I still love you so. That precious wine you're tasting, it's gonna be bitter when you're done. It's your life you're wasting, and it's too bad you had to start so young. This is your life, not a merry-go-round. It's your life and you can't live it down. You're a runaround, the best one in our end of town.
Something to your makeup. Congratulations. You gave up the cigarettes too, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while. What is it? How long for
about
you?
5 months.
Five
you
months.
You too. Yeah, good. Now, did you find it's a bear to give up, those of you who've gone through it.
How many have here?
What a easiest person to live with for a while.
It was rough. I mean, I really love smoking. I smoked 4 packs a day.
Oh, boy.
I really loved it. I mean,
that's intense.
I know, and I love smoking so much, I used to make love after.
Rim shot from over there?
No, but I went around. I was impossible. I fired people, and they didn't even work for me.
That's a bad habit.
Terrible.
Yeah. Do you figure it helps you sing better?
Oh, it definitely. I heard some tapes that I made before I quit,
really?
And if I'd have kept on, I wouldn't be here right now looking at you. I wouldn't be singing on the show. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I just want to encourage everybody, including you, because you're 5 months and you're just about there now. You will not, it's a fallacy, you will not want a cigarette. You will not even think about it. People say, oh, you'll never get over the urge. You really get over it and you don't even think about it. I see myself old tapes of
me. You have to talk about it? I was doing fine till you showed up.
Come with me, my love, and seize the day and live it fully, live it fast. Never thinking once about tomorrow till tomorrow's been and gone and past. We'll pour the wine and fill the cup of joy and drink as if it were the last. Live, just live for life. In Paris today, in Amsterdam tomorrow, 60 minutes through the skies. Fly with me and see the setting summer sun and stay with me to see it rise. And say to those who say to live this way is mad, that mad we'd rather be than wise. Live, just live for life. If you let me, I will lead you through the mystery and wonder of a world you've never known before. Share the splendors to be shared, magic places to explore. Dare the dangers to be dared, life is all of this and more. This and more. Yesterday's a memory gone for good forever, and tomorrow is a guess. What is real is what is here and now is all that we possess. So take my hand and we will take the moment, if for just the moment's happiness. Live, just live for life. Come with me to where the hills are green and still and filled with flowers to adore. Come with me to where the laughter rings and drowns the pounding sounds of guns of war. Yes, come with me, my love, and live for life, and life will live for you forevermore. Live, just live for life. Live. Just live for life. Just live for life.
The music of the stars. Celebrating Jack Jones.
They will tell you.
might sleep with somebody else. I want sooner or later you sleep in your own space. Either way, it's okay, you wake up with yourself.
And now Jack Jones with Judy Garland, 1963, The Music of the Stars. Nelson Eddy, Jeanette McDonald medley. Nobody's better.
I never will forget Jeanette McDonald.
And Nelson Eddy gave my heart a pain.
We never will forget brave Nelson and Jeanette. Through snow and sleet and earthquake they sang. Oh, how they sang.
Sweetheart, 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 will you love me ever?
Will you remember this day when we were happy in May, my dearest one?
Sweetheart, 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 though our paths may sever,
to life's lost faint embers, will you remember springtime, love time, springtime, love time, springtime, love time, May?
Rosalie.
Here's the real thing. Nelson, Jeanette.
I've dabbled in the world of art.
So?
I've donned a smock and gay Montmartre.
Oh, but just between us two, can you tell black from blue?
Now listen. I've painted, etched, and carved a bit.
A bit of what?
I've sculpted and sketched and starved at it.
Starved? Do you know form and delight?
Yep, and I do know you're divine.
Oh, stop.
Your grace, your style,
oh, yes.
Your much, too much.
Me?
Your face,
my face.
Your smile, a master's touch.
Go on.
You're pretty as a picture, darling, you're a dream.
You're cute, you're terribly sweet.
Now we're getting somewhere.
While we sit by and smile. truck on down the street. My heart starts to beat. Play the rhythm in three time. Hardly head to head. Tweet, tweet, bandy, doodle, bandy, da, bandy, da, bandy, da, 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 da. Honestly, I mean it. And you always will.
You're pretty.
Just as long as you will pay the bill.
Your teeth, your sweet, your precious and divine. Your feet, the teeth, are meant to dance with mine.
You taunt me when I whisper of romance. We'll try again.
Oh, tell me why we
1938, Nelson Eddy, Jeanette MacDonald.
You're as pretty as a picture in your brand new evening gown. With your eyes I see that starlight of old, with that smile a little bold. What a lovely, lovely picture. You're my treasured work of art, and I'll always keep your picture locked in a room in my heart.
You're as pretty as a picture in your brand new evening gown. In your eyes I see that starlight smile a little bold. What a lovely, lovely picture. You're my treasured work of art, and I'll always keep your picture locked in a room in my heart.
Dino Martino. And here's Jack Jones' Daddy Allen. The year 1939. Victor Herbert.
Can live on love alone, but
Music of the Stars. And Alan and Jack got together on the Love Boat. Got him out of retirement to do a... Well, here. Listen up. You know that Jack did the title.
Thank you very much. You know, Christmas is the most beautiful time of the year. Smell of pine needles on the tree, crackling of a log on the fire, and the sound of little children laughing. Most of all, it's a family time of the year. And I've been very lucky in that respect because I have a loving wife and a beautiful mother. And of course, you all know my father, whom I love very much. He can't be here tonight, but I'd like to do this song as kind of a special Christmas card to him and to all of you.
A song in the air, but the fair senorita doesn't seem to care for the song in the air.
So I sing to the mule, if you're sure she won't think that I'm a fool. Serenading a mule.
Amigo mio, does she not have a dainty phrase? She lets you step and lead to each of the tune you play. She sees me muchachito. She'd like to sing it too if only she knew the way.
But try as she may, in her voice there's a flaw. And all that a lady can say.
You're the one for me. You're the one for me.
Hooray!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
The impossible dream.
I beg your pardon.
No way to sing that song. You haven't got the mood of it. It's not an upbeat.
Well, I'm terribly sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, too, but you shouldn't sing it that way.
Well, I suppose you can do it better yourself, huh?
I certainly can.
Well, why don't you just come up here and do it, sir?
I thought you'd never ask me.
That's my dad.
Yeah.
but with scars. Still a strong with his last ounce of courage.
There's Alan Jones on the Jack Jones Show. Music of the Stars. And Jack's in the audience. What a crowd. Let's have a word or two with him.
That was great, Gary.
Thank you.
That's super. Thank you. Oh, then it wasn't a dream after all. Give me that, Dad. We all have staff problems. Hey, listen. But seriously, folks, let's do... I've been all over the country on tours. People have asked me, demanded that I sing the Donkey Serenade, and I don't do it. But I promised them we're doing a television show that you and I would do it together. So shall we do that for them?
All right.
The Donkey Serenade.
You know... You know, Jack was born the night that I recorded the Donkey Serenade.
And that's why he called me Jack.
And his middle initial is A. Now, I'll tell you when to come in, please.
Huh?
All right. I'll tell you when to come in.
I know the song, Jack.
I know, but I'll tell you when to come
in.
I've been
hearing that song.
All right.
Hit it.
There it is.
Song in the air, but the fair senorita doesn't seem to care for the song in the air. So I sing to the mute, if you're sure she won't think that I'm but a fool serenading on the amigo mio, does she not ever take it pray? She listens carefully to each of the tune you play. She sees me muchachito, she loves that singing tune, we're pulling in the way.
But try as she may, in her voice there's a flaw.
Artie Shaw. This is from the Firefly MGM. That's Artie Shaw, 1939, quarter to 11 Central Time. I should keep announcing that throughout the day, but, you pretty much got your watch sub in now, no? Let's see, that was the Donkey Serenade. Here's Bob McGrath and a song from the Farmyard. I want to say hi to everybody out in our Civic Media Radio Network. And I'll give you a salute to one of the stations in just a moment. Here's Bob McGrath from the Mitch Miller Group.
Nora, Nora, open the door. Open the door, Nora Blue, Nora Blue. I came to say that at school today, everyone asked about you. Ruth and Nellie and Mr. Petroselli, everyone asked about you. Nora, Nora, open the door. Open the door, Nora Blue, Nora Blue. I just came from the baseball game, and everyone asked about you. The slugger, the pitcher, and even the catcher, everyone asked about you. Nora, Nora, open the door. Open the door, Nora Blue, Nora Blue. I took a hike to the peak of Mount Pike, and everyone asked about you. The porcupines, mountain lions, all the yellow butterflies, everyone asked about you. Ocean floor, and everyone asked about you. The tuna, the porpoises, and all the seahorses, everyone asked about you.
Nora, Nora, open the door. Open the door, Nora Blue, Nora Blue.
I was hurled all around the world, and everyone asked about you. African Swedes and all the Chinese, everyone asked about you.
Nora, Nora, open the door. Open the door, Nora Blue, Nora Blue.
I hitched a trip on a rocket ship, and everyone asked about you. The man in the moon and a Martian platoon, the Empress of Jupiter too. Yes, everyone asked about you.
It was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service off at this college town. And we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, get something to eat here. And I went up and got me two hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commenced to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commenced to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all, and I looked up over one of them, and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there, and pretty soon we come up on a young boy. And he says, ticket, please. And I says, friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going. I did. Well, he says, come out as quick as you can. And I says, I'll do her. I'll turn right around the first chance I get. Well, we kept on moving through there, and pretty soon everybody got where it was that they was a-going. Because they parted, and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-settin' on these two banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, they was. And somebody had tuck and drawed white lines all over it and drove posties in it and I don't know what all. And I looked down there and I seen five or six convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. They was. And then I looked down there and I seen these pretty girls a-wearing these little bitty short dresses and a-dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-setting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse, and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was besetting beside of me, I says, "Friend, what is it that they're hollering for?" Well, he whopped me on the back, and he says, "Buddy, have a drink." Well, I says, "I believe I will have another big arm." And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in two little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together. And they voted. They did. They voted and elected one man apiece. And them two men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there. They did. Well, after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd manning for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was a-telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing, and one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be, and, friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all, and just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another on. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, "Ticket, please," he come up to me and he says, "Friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket." And I says, "Well, all right." And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a-doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
Music of the Stars on WRJM.
Andy Griffith, of course. What it was football. The Music of the Star. Say bye for news and a whole lot more next hour.
My old man's on the couch and getting plowed. Game day's just the pits. He scratches himself and spits. Hanging around to watch a bunch of goons fall down. NFL Sundays always make me frown. His friends would learn to wipe their shoes. Someone should mow the lawn.
Get the garbage
out. Feeling like it's third and long. They jump up and down.
Jump up and down.
acting like a bunch of clowns. NFL Sundays always get me down.
One more hour of the music of the stars.
Funny, but it seems a pretty stupid thing to do. They sit there staring just like zombies.
It really bugs me.
Pizza boxes scattered across the floor. I'm gonna have to rag them out. Beer bottles all about, pounding them down, worshiping the great Paul Brown. NFL Sundays always get me down, loafing around, making that belching sound. NFL Sundays always get me down.
I want to salute all our affiliates on the Civic Media Radio Network. 97.5 WHAR. Wisconsin Rapids. And AM 1320. Locally grown radio. On the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars every Sunday. This is our first year on Civic Media. Happy birthday to us, huh? Well, we've been on the air since, 1992? Now on my favorite network, Civic Media. News in, 30 minutes? No, 30 seconds. This time thing got me. What time you got? No, it's not noon. It's about 11. This is Shirley Scott. We originate from WRJN Racine. And when there's a football game, you can catch us, Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, on WAUK, AM 540. My name's Lou Regani. Be right back. Hey, happy anniversary to us. Next up, Mitzi Gaynor, when we come back.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,